Hello, Mike.
Mr. President, I want to call you first to join with you in expressing my deep regret at what seems to be the passing of Harold Holt. And secondly, Charlie Englehart called me this morning and asked me to bring to your attention that if there is a delegation sent there, that he and Jane would like to be considered because they were... I know they were about their closest friends in this country.
Yeah, I know that. I thought of that this morning. The ambassador talked to me this morning, told me that he believed that outside of the government, that certainly Charlie was the best friend, and probably even with the government. And
yes.
So I surely will, and I don't know what we're going to do. We're talking about it, and I'm going to talk to them.
Your best friend,
too. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is he's just the finest human being I know, and I'm just as fond of her as I am of him, and I'm fond of Grandma and more than I am either. I mean, she just got the finest, most wholesome face since my mother.
A great family.
Gosh, 91 years old, I couldn't believe it. Yes, I sure will, and I will get back in touch with you or with them when we see what's going on.
I'm going down to Charlie's place in Florida tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if you need me on anything,
we've got some real troublesome, dangerous things happening that we may want to talk about, but I don't think we can talk about them tomorrow. We tried to get it worked up, but they're not ready with the balance payments. What's happening, Mike? The Soviet and the French, all of our enemies, are trying to bring the dollar down, and we're helping them by not having a tax bill and leaving the impression with all the bankers and all the money people that we're irresponsible and, first, that we can't be believed.
Yes.
That we're not credible. We won't tell the truth.
How can they blame you? It's Wilbur's fault.
Well, I can't, but you see, it's the dollar that they don't think's worth a damn, and they want to get their gold. So what, just like Laird today, he spent the whole damn 30 minutes saying just saying the president won't tell the truth. Now, the other people go to believe in that. When they hear it long enough, they just say, well, he won't tell the truth. Now, what I said about a $35 billion deficit, I said the people of this country, if you submitted to them a question as to whether they would have a large deficit of, say, $30 to $35 billion, they would all vote a thunderous no.
Yes.
Now, I didn't say we were going to have it, although... Although if we'd had 29 and Bobby's three had stayed in that you and Dirksen took out in the Senate, and we have three tight money, we would have 35. But we're going to cut it 4 or 5, and we think we're going to get a tax bill. Wilbur's kind of indicated now. He sees that he's wrecking the damn world.
Right.
But what we're afraid of, just between us, Italy and Germany and the Netherlands and... we think the Germans will stay with us, though, but Italy and the Netherlands and one other country, and I forget which one, it's not the United Kingdom, they'll go with us. Swiss will go with us. But there's one other country, and they will not go. And they were ready to break it up last week, and we just had to confidentially say to them, you stay in it, and we'll make it up with you. Whatever you lose and go, we'll make up your part. Because if we didn't, we'd have it all by ourselves right then. And we are just terribly frightened that we'd have less than $2 billion left. They lost 500 odd million last week. So if it gets this bad, why, we could have just 2 or 3 weeks, and then the dollar's busted like the pound busted, and then we're all in a hell of a shape. So we wanted to talk to the bipartisan leaders. Now, the Republicans, no doubt, are going to make I can see from what Ford is saying and what Laird is saying that we got paper money. We've had to remove the gold cover, and we've got no gold behind our dollar anymore. Now, everybody has thought for some time we ought to do it, but they thought hope we could get by after the election to do it and say to these speculators, now, we've got $13 billion in gold, and you just quit playing with it because we're going to stand and De Gaulle can't do it. But as it is now, we haven't got that $13 billion. We've got $11 billion that...
to reduce the coverage?
And we only got two that will back up our thing. So what we propose to do is, in an emergency, just come in and try to ram through a bell that removes the gold cover. Martin and Fowler and him say that's what's got to be done, and that saves the dollar, and that's what they agreed on in London and what they agreed on at Rio, but the timing, they had hoped that it would get by this coming year, but it's not going to go this year if they keep hitting it, and the French keep leaking stories every day in the press. You have no idea how evil this man is to us, and he says that got to bring it down. So that's the thing that we could have to confer with. I've called Fowler, and he is out till 4 o'clock today. I'm going to talk to him again to see what effect his statement. He and Martin had a statement yesterday which we're trying to calm the thing, but it's really going to screw up our exports. It's going to screw up our whole economic picture, and that's one thing we can't stand. So I don't think we can do anything about it anyway. Here it'll get back, the Congress gets back, but...
We could call a special session.
Yes, we could. We sure would. We'd do it in a minute if we had to, and we're just trying to see it. And I'll call you, and if you do come, there'll be a plane available if we need to. We're not going to do it unless it's absolutely essential, but you and I guess you and Everett could come together because he's down there. I called to see if he'd be here tomorrow. McCormick's going to be here till afternoon, and I may call you back in the morning as soon as I find out more about Holt. Wait a minute. Here's a telegram. Let me see if it's about Holt. Here's a statement from me to the Prime Minister. I've tried to express our feeling on the passage that courageous and far-seeing leader Harold Holt. The second paragraph of then follow is, in Harold Holt passing the free world, I lost a courageous, far-sighted leader. I've lost a comrade who was generous with the gift of a warm and wise heart. I found comfort in his friendship and strength in his partnership. He and the people of whom he spoke were always dependable and unshakable. Those blessings remain as eternal as the sea which has taken him away. Please convey to the Australian people my deep sense of personal loss, my continued total dedication to the goals of Australian-American friendship and world peace, which Harold Holt labored with such skill and devotion. And... So, okay, I'll be in touch with you.
Listen, if you want me, I can come down and see you tomorrow, if
well,
it's any good.
Well, probably I'll call you.
And then I can go later.
That's all right.
But I'd have to know early, because I've had a hell of a time getting these tickets.
What time are you supposed to leave?
11:50.
I'll call you before plenty of time, either this afternoon, tonight, or early in the morning.
Okay, now, is it if you do send a delegation, will the Engelharts go?
Well, let me see. I would think so. It depends on who goes and how and what the circumstances are.
Are you planning on going?
Well, we don't know. We are planning on a trip, you see, that would include Thailand and maybe Vietnam if it did go. But we don't want a human in the world to know it, because we don't want to surface it, and we don't want its danger zone. And we don't want to notify the commies. But that is a problem, and that's why I was just trying to think how I'd fit it in. I'm not even taking a ladybird if I do go. And what we would do is we would probably have a pack from Korea meet us there. I'm trying to make him put his people in, and he hasn't done it yet with his division. And we wouldn't have any summit, but we'd have an individual meeting like we did to Adenauer when I saw de Gaulle at Adenauer's funeral, and we'd go a day ahead of time and stay a day later. Then I would probably have Chu there and say to him that this thing is so rough in this country that if he doesn't take these steps that we're trying, Bunker's trying to shove on him, namely with Bitcong and others, that can form a coalition, and some of the things we're working on, that this is just too rough and he's just got to do it. Bunker has been unable to shove him yet, and they think maybe that I could let him see the urgency of it pretty strong. Yep. We would also like to go to Thailand to see our troops for Christmas, and then probably to Vietnam at some secure pace. And Westmoreland hasn't come back yet with that. Last time he wanted it very much, and we won't see what he says. Then we don't know whether we take Rusk or whatnot. Now, if I went, that would give us some problems. I wouldn't if I just had Charlie, maybe as a... I don't know what it would do. I've got to look at that and see. With these conferences and hanging around, you see, for a whole week, traveling at one country to the other with a citizen, I don't know what it would do with a woman.
The only thing is, if you did take them, just take them there.
Yeah, that's what Lady Bird's suggesting. Lady Bird just suggesting that they might go there and then come back commercial.
Yes.
Pan American or something.
Yes, that'd be fine.
But don't even tell them that I'm considering going. Just say that that we look with great favor on working something out. We can't tell. They're not even acknowledging now that he's dead until they won't see. And I talked at 12 o'clock last night. I talked at 8 o'clock this morning, and we talked at noon again. And we will know before you leave here, and I can give you something definite.
Now, the only thing I'll tell them is that you're giving them every consideration.
Yeah, no, just tell them that you that I knew that already, and that I sure feel that I want to work out anything that is workable, and I'm working on it, and I'll be in touch with you just as soon as I get any solution, and tell them I'm in touch with the Australian. We don't know they're going to have a service.
Yeah.
The ambassador says they may not even have a service.
Yeah.
You see, they have no body, and what they may do is just have a little brief memorial. They rather think, though, that they would like to have some of the leaders of Asia there. Indonesia and Japan, and they rather think they'll ask them all to come. But the ambassador was going to see the secretary a while ago, and our ambassador says that I talked to him, it was 5 o'clock, and I guess that was about one here, I guess, and he said that he wouldn't know anything for 5 hours. It would be 10 o'clock before he could have any access.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mike, I'll call you.
Thank you, Mr.
Bye.